Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Our text today is Psalm 15 and the character of those who may dwell with the Lord, or as I have titled the message, At Home in the Lord's House. Psalm 15 is a psalm of David. Let's read it together. Lord, who may be a guest in your home? Who may live on your holy hill? Whoever lives a blameless life, does what is right, and speaks honestly. He does not slander or do harm to others or insult his neighbor. He despises a reprobate, but honors the Lord's loyal followers. He makes firm commitments and does not renege on his promise. He does not charge interest when he lends his money. He does not take bribes to testify against the innocent. The one who lives like this will never be upended. The first question, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Think back to the time of David. The style of worship in David's day was quite a bit different from today. It was quite a bit different even from Solomon's day, because during David's time there was no temple. The tabernacle was the place of worship, the tent of meeting. Now for sure, when the pillar of cloud or the pillar of fire was over the most holy place, God was on the other side of the curtain. It gives us goosebumps just to talk about that. When you think about that tent of meeting and you go into the outer area of the tent, beside the enclosure there is a curtain between the front half and back half of the tent. The front half was the holy place. That's where the altar of incense, the table of showbread, and the seven-branched candelabra was placed. Then there's the curtain. Behind the curtain is the Ark of the Covenant, with the two tablets and the pot of manna and Aaron's rod that budded. When the Hebrew children were traveling around through the wilderness, they knew when they were supposed to move and when they were supposed to stay put by what happened to the pillar over the tabernacle. When the pillar moved, they picked up stakes and packed up their tents and moved. When the pillar of cloud or fire stopped, then they stopped. When they were stopped, this pillar was resting over the Holy of Holies, showing God's presence with his people. When David was thinking about this, it's very likely he was thinking of the tent and the front half of the tent where the priests go to do their routine, trimming the lamps, keeping the lamps burning, changing the showbread or the bread of the servants on the table, doing all of their duties in the outer part there in front of the most holy place. Once a year, the high priest would take some blood from the sacrifice in behind the curtain into the very presence of God himself and put the blood on the top of the lid, the mercy seat that is on top of the Ark of the Covenant. Even when the visible evidence was absent, God was not far away. This was the place of meeting, the tent of meeting. That is clearly seen in a very dramatic incident in David's life. The Philistines had stolen the Ark of the Covenant. They had actually captured it in battle, and they kept it for a while. And the people that were taking care of it were afflicted with a very serious disease, to the point they decided, this thing isn't worth keeping. We're going to take it back. So they took it back, and for a period of time it stayed in a home in Kiriath Jearim. David said, that's not where the Ark of the Covenant belongs. It belongs in Jerusalem. So he went down there with some men to get the Ark and take it to Jerusalem. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.